GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. 1 week ago, Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy, you sat in that chair and we were called as we approached the kickoff of the NECEC power line. How television stations and newspapers, back during the heat of the debate, posted an incorrect image of the power line. I thought they'd learned their lesson.
No.
And then, was it Saturday or Sunday did I send you that email? I think it was Sunday, I think. George, I don't know if you saw it. I have the photo, and I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page and our Insta page. But holy cow, there it is. A power line that looks nothing like what the New England Clean Energy Connect Corridor power lines look like. And for some reason, some editor, some reporter pivots to it and gives an inaccurate representation of what the project looks like.
Inaccurate to say some. All of them, Rick. I could not find one that put up the actual pole. You know, here it is, that NECEC line was specifically built to be really streamlined and be real good looking for, you know, what you have to deal with. And it's a single little pole with a T-bar across. People have seen it, you know, down in more towards Western Maine, Central and Western Maine. And it has two wires on it. And they're showing all these. They go in their library and try and find the biggest electrical conglomeration of poles and wires and towers I've ever seen. They're misleading the people. The PUC record early on had renderings, and they were on file, and they were part of the proceeding and hearing under oath, and yet the news get it wrong then, and then they continue to carry that out. If you remember, Rick, I was calling newscasts and saying, look, you guys are lying to the public. You're misleading the public. And so some of them changed it, and they started doing the right thing. But now...
But you told us the WAGM refused to change
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And now they're doing the same thing. You know what? This is very damaging. You know, I'll give you an example of how the Governor LePage had me put together this great big poster one time when he was giving a town hall talk there over at the University of Maine, Farmington. And I get this poster 4 foot wide by 5 foot high. And it had these three dots. One dot was, and the size of the dot represented the amount of energy. So one dot was electricity. And had yellow, was almost the whole thing, except for just like a dartboard. It had a little teeny black hole right in the center. That little black hole represented oil, okay? Just a little teeny dot. And that's when Cousins Island, for instance, starts up a week or so in the winter and a week or so in the summer. Now, I had another great big dot. I mean, a great big circle, not dot. Great big circle that showed home heating oil. Or heating oil for the state, and another great big dot that showed all of the fossil fuels we're using for transportation. And well, that just dwarfed, you know, hundreds of times over the amount of oil that we use to make electricity, and yet we were going after that. So the theme back then was, why are we putting in heat pumps? Because it reduces oil, and oil is where the CO2 is at. Now, at the end of the show, I get up on the stage, I put this on, all the news media is here, MPBN and all the three stations and all of the newspapers, and they didn't ask one question, and they didn't in the newspaper the next day, like the Lewiston Daily Sun, top of the fold, had this guy with missing teeth, scraggly beard, and he was holding up this little 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that
are you
said,
posing, Rick?
Stop that.
Yeah, 8.5 by 11 that said, impeach LePage. And that was the whole thing. How is that going to help the public? Now, I just did a little... research on the web while waiting here this morning, and Syracuse University did a study and said that 3.4% of full-time journalists represent themselves as Republican, 36% as Democrats and 51% as independents. But here's the trend that's going downhill, it said. In 2002, 18% were Republicans. In 2013, it dropped to 7%, from 18 to 7%, to 2022, down to 3.4% are Republicans. And that is not faring well, because they're bringing their ideology in, and they're misinforming the people.
Okay, but in the case of this photo, in the defense of someone who is not as educated on the issue as you, or as educated as you have raised G and me and our listeners, I wonder if they just, well, you know, I went, I searched the archives, and here's a photo that has been used with past NECEC stories, so I'm just going to put this up.
If I'm sure if their bias was completely in favor of a big power line like that, I'm sure they would have found the photos they wanted. And you know what? They've never called anybody like myself. I would have called somebody like Reagan Paul on the Energy Committee if I was a journalist. And there's plenty of ways to find out what's going on. But it's pretty easy. They've seen the actual equipment. They've seen it, you know, live. Right there in the corridor. And so how can they miss? You know, they're missing because they want to. They're misleading and misrepresenting facts to the people.
Well, in some cases, they're missing because they're lazy. That's an easy picture to grab.
There's
probably
no excuse.
It's always an excuse. I've never seen a poll.
You haven't?
Oh, I've never seen one of your good-looking polls.
Right. Good-looking polls.
Well,
beautiful polls.
One big, beautiful poll. Thank you, President LeBrecht. I could find that. We have posted that image. I'd have to scroll back to find it. If you'd like to see a compare and contrast. Hang on a second. If I were lazy, I'd say, yeah, I'll get to it maybe tomorrow. But, Jim, because you brought me a cup of coffee here, hold my coffee. Let me see what I can do here. You guys talk about how, gosh, maybe the media, maybe the press is either willingly or unwillingly or just lazily, and ourselves, George, sometimes we can be guilty of this,
sure,
aiding and abetting in the miseducation of Mainers on energy, Jim.
Yeah, but it's just not that. As a lot of people know, for you know, over a decade, I did DHS work and child protection, and why kids were getting beat up and killed, and families were being destroyed unnecessarily, is because the news media would not report the facts of the matter.
Now you do this, and so now we got to go down this road.
Yeah, thank you.
If one is reporting a fact and they need to go to the police and they can only say so much, and of course DHHS has a ball gag in its mouth, all right, you're not going to be able to get you might be able to talk to some neighbors, but then you're risking a lawsuit.
Oh, no. You know what? You can bring the facts right to them. I would have the actual court documents I would bring to the press. And then they would always lean towards protecting the system. I just couldn't believe it. Even under the Logan Maher case, early on I was on that case, and they would protect the system. And that's a real problem if the press can't report. What other area of government is so protected by itself? And there's a difference between, and this is what the press hasn't been able to explain to the public. There's a big difference between confidentiality and secrecy. And the state, too many times, was trying to fool the press and the people of the state and legislators with secrecy in lieu of confidentiality, and people just didn't know how to break through that. We did back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, and we made a big difference. But that was against the press. I was against the press there on energy. I'm against the press again. And now, remember, we had a young lady back, maybe 2 years ago, that did some really nice writing. Remember, I even complimented her.
And complimented her on the air.
On the air. And I saw the Mr. Warren here at his local watering hole here one night, and I complimented him on it. And, you know, just tried to bring up the issue and, you know, say, hey, you know, good going, man. It's about time.
You didn't get her fired, did you?
No. Okay. He said that she left to go to someplace else.
Yep.
But,
okay, all the good ones move away.
Yeah.
And then they're stuck with me and George.
under the guise of freedom of the press, they do a lot of things. Newspapers, TV, radio, online media now can report the news pretty freely without too much. They can't lie. They shouldn't lie.
That picture is a lie. A picture is worth a thousand words. That picture is a thousand lies.
Why are you so upset over the picture?
Why? Yeah. Because they're misleading the public. And now the public looks at this stuff. You know, you see this on TV, especially when it's time to vote. That's where it really did the damage. It's mm-hmm. time to vote, and then people see this unbelievable amount of chaos here. And then what the heck? Boy, I don't want that, along with some bias reporting. And they give a slant towards the wackos that really love to see the wrong picture up there.
So your real poll is a monopoll?
That's right. A monopole.
Yeah, he's shown it to us before, and I'm scrolling back to try to find because I want to find B1. Picture a single pole with an arm that extends out to one side and holds two wires that string by.
Yeah, no, not to one side, just a T.
Oh, it does make the T.
Just a T.
Okay.
Right?
Like the cross on which Jesus was crucified.
Which is important because, you know what? That in itself is telling. The fact that you have a very hard time to find a picture of the real thing, right? But yet, you have no problem finding hundreds and hundreds of pictures of all this chaotic looking, gigantic stuff. You know, when you go to Bucksport, you see those big towers? Well, that's...
those aren't them.
those are the kinds of pictures they had. And remember, the press, they didn't help out with the NECEC line with all the lies going on about all these people are trying to throw out misinformation about how this was going to destroy the most pristine land east of the Mississippi, that there were going to be 500-foot towers with lights all across it. They didn't go after anybody that misrepresented and said to the public, look, here's the facts. Here's what's on record. Here's what's being built. Here's the parts going in. These people here are dead wrong. They're not telling you the truth.
Okay. To the credit of WMTW, they have a correct image of the power line.
I looked at their newscast, and it was one little scene that kind of slipped by. But they showed that was kind of buried into the whole. They probably didn't even notice it was there. You look at the whole cast and you'll see that it's opens up with all of these gigantic towers mm-hmm. and everything.
So I'm going to post this image. I'm going to see if I can post it alongside. Just go to the Facebook page and you can see this, and you can see what is the compare and contrast, if you will. Right. It'll be like highlights.
Well,
spot the differences.
I saw one the other day that had some loops and stuff on it. That's not the real one, huh?
Well, I don't know what you mean by loops.
Well, it was kind of wide, and it had... Oh. It was big.
No, it wasn't very wide at all. Very skinny, George.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so here it is. My case is made. You guys made it, George. And that is, you don't still, you after go. All these years, you still don't know what the hell it looks like because you've been misled so long.
Even Ann sending a note to us via social media, please post the correct photo. And we just did. If you want to see it, go to our Facebook page and you can see what the BDN, again, posted online as what the to represent what the NECEC line looks like. And then from WMTW, what is the true representation?
That's the one I saw.
There we go.
If they can't even get a picture right, you know what? Check the obituaries because they're probably not right either.
Oh, I'm not.
No, they're dead wrong. See what we did there?
Yeah.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.